I'll hop round to apologise in person.
Okay, Tony, hold the bag still, will you?
Okay.
Right, put it on the doorstep.
Do I light it yet, Mick?
Go for it.
Okay, there we go.
Okay, now the doorbell. Right, Scarpa.
So there you go. Let it never be said that this program doesn't recognise the needs of its listeners. Hello, Martin Malloy. Yes, madam, it was... Yes, we did... Right. Have you tried Nugget?
You should make it. You can rock
my... That's quite enough. Robert Palmer with a bad case of loving you here on Martin Malloy. And just a reminder, Radio Gladiators is on the way. You can win a prize in that segment, can't you, Mick?
It's a real segment.
Good. And also, Sando Chilara is going to be in for a chat. And, of course, it's anti-French behaviour on the program today.
And we're encouraging it all the way, Team Martin.
We are indeed. But there's more going on in the world. The trial of Hollywood Madam Heidi Fleiss is underway in Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. I think Charlie Sheen is set to take the stand any day now. But what intrigues me is that Fleiss has been charged with pandering. Now, what exactly is pandering? I wouldn't have thought it'd have too much to do with prostitution, because pandas, they're not exactly desperate for sex, are they? Just talk to anyone who worked with them at Melbourne Zoo. I'm sure they must have tried paying them to have sex, but no, weren't biting. They tried everything, didn't they? Putting on a bit of Barry White, showing them 9.5 weeks, getting them pissed. Nope, not interested. As far as I can tell, a prostitute charged with pandering must have been taking a client into a big cage, and for $60 an hour, they both stand at opposite ends, chewing bits of bamboo, falling over, and occasionally scratching their asses whenever a Japanese tourist tried to take their picture.
This is Martin Malloy. Martin Malloy.
It's been almost an hour. What the devil are they doing?
Martin Malloy, brought to you by Telstra Mobile Net Digital.
Ford Falcon will continue to be produced in this country well beyond the turn of the century, and it's good to have the Falcon back on the production line, isn't it, Mick?
Part of the fabric.
But
it's part of our culture. It's ingrained. It's entrenched, T. Martin.
It is. I love the Falcon, Mick.
Mm.
But don't... I have to say, don't you think we can go one better than the Falcon?
What do you mean? Come up with something better?
I think we might be able to.
Sounds like a cue for...
Radio Gladiators, your chance to represent your state and win fame, glory and fabulous prizes. Here's today's challenge.
We're looking for a new kind of vehicle for the Ford people to get their teeth into to take them into the next century. I mean, I'm not dumping on the Falcon. We love the Falcon.
It served us well.
But we're looking for new ideas and just something, I don't know, it can be anything like, say, for, I don't know, the Ford Tunstall, only available in white. Any ideas, Mick Malloy?
How about the Ford Fatality? It's not really going to sell, is it?
No.
Nah.
That's not going to walk out of the shops.
The Pill.
Ford Pill. Oh, what a pill. Yeah, I don't know. These are sounding like crap, these suggestions.
Well, they're exactly right. And that's going to make the ones we get from our listeners that much better, T. Martin.
That's right. We're just helping. We want your suggestions for a new Ford vehicle. And the best one will get 300 honest Australian bucks. Call now. Radio Gladiators. The number is 1-800-657-657.
I love to play jokes. I'm good friends like you.
Martin Malloy on SAFM.
Playing Radio Gladiators right now. And, of course, the good news is that the Falcon, the Ford Falcon, is going to be continue to be made here in Australia. Do the French have a Falcon, Mick?
No.
They don't have anything to compare with the Falcon, do they?
They got something called the Citroen.
What's
I've heard something about it, but I know nothing.
That's got a donk made out of cheese. That's a joke of a car. We want some new ideas for new cars that Ford can turn their minds towards in the next century. Who have you got on the line, Mick?
We've got James on the line. Hello, James.
G'day.
All right, mate. What's your idea for Ford?
Well, I thought perhaps they could have a Ford Barge Ass, only available in brown, fully equipped with a chip holster, and even a posse for those steaming hot fried dim sims and potato cakes.
Oh, very nice. Plenty of grunt.
Yeah,
but the airbag has to be provided by the driver.
Yeah, but that's underneath the seat.
Oh, the new...
That's underneath the seat.
Excellent suggestion, James. The wide load Ford Barge Ass coming soon. Have we got Chris on the line?
Yeah.
Chris, what's your suggestion?
The Ford Grand.
The Ford Grand, what do you mean?
The Ford Ford Hugh Grant.
Oh, the Ford Hugh Grant, the car with plenty of headroom. Oh, I'm sorry, I've turned into John Blackman. Oh, it's an accident. I'm sorry, I apologise, Chris. Not a bad suggestion.
Yeah.
But have we... Yeah, I'm not going to win. Have we got Claire on the line? Claire?
Hi.
What's your suggestion?
The Falcon Abyss.
The Abyss?
Mm-hmm.
Is it based on the film The Abyss? What, will there be a longer version of the car coming out in a couple of years? What are you thinking?
Well, something mystical, something deep, something dark.
Now, we've already had the Ford Barjas.
Okay, let's move on to Chris. Are you there, Chris? Christopher.
Yes.
What's your suggestion?
I think the Ford Bobbit for all those pricks of drivers.
Oh, okay.
Who like to drive on the cutting edge.
Right, and the bonnet keeps falling off.
Yeah, it does. They can't sew it back on.
Sure. Okay, we get the where that one's going. Now, let's see if we got... is this the real name, Mick? Caesar?
We've got Caesar on the line while he's claiming.
Yeah, you got me.
Caesar, what's your suggestion?
Yeah, the Ford Wedgie, riding high in the arse end of the world.
Very nice. And it have very uncomfortable seats, I'm guessing.
Yeah, sit that way.
Okay, that's very Australian, that suggestion, Mick. We've got time for one more. Who is it?
We've got Richard on the line.
How you going?
Good, mate. How are you?
Good. Look, I'm thinking of the Ford Chirac. It would have to be, you'd have the uncanny ability of being able to drive the wrong way through the traffic. And also, when it backfired, it would backfire 2,000 miles away.
And it's kind of like a clown's car, too. And every time you drive it, all the doors blow off.
Okay, oh, that's not a bad suggestion. But who's going to be the winner, Mick? What do you think?
Oh, look, don't leave it up to me, Tane. I'm in two minds. Uh-huh. You know, I'll go for something stupid like the Wedgie.
I think just for a bit of politics, a bit of meaning into the program, let's have the Ford Chirac.
The Ford Chirac!
Very unpatriotic, I know, but you are our winner today, Richard.
Fantastic.
And you've got $300.
Beautiful.
And you can spend that how you want, just as long as it's not on anything French. You know the drill. And stick around, people, after the news. We'll be rolling out the carpet for Santo Chilaro.
This is Martin Malloy, brought to you by Telstra Mobile Net Digital.
The Thunders are out and just going ape in the suburbs with SAFM and Coca-Cola's ice-cold stash. Are you there, people?
You can catch the Black Thunders at McDonald's Tea Tree Plaza this hour.
Coming up in our second hour, more Bastille bashing. We'll draw the name of the person who'll be jostling with Paula Abdul for the armrest of a 747 on Moment of Truth. But next up, we'll be talking with Santo Chilaro, and it's all courtesy of the patriotic folk at Telstra Mobile Net Digital. And as always, it's time to move up a bit on the couch as we bring in someone. This bloke, you might remember him if you've seen The D-Generation, The Late Show, Funky Squad, Frontline, or if you've been arrested for drink driving, you might have seen his very entertaining little training film. Yes, he's just remembering it now. It's Santo Chilaro. Yes, you'd forgotten about that, hadn't you, Sando?
Oh, ouch. And there's the strongest disincentive to drink driving I've ever seen.
I do not. I don't want to talk anymore. You can't say that.
Now, the film in question, I mean, I don't want to harp on it, but it's a beautiful bit of work. Is it out on Laserdisc yet?
I think it's the kind of thing you'll see pop up on one of those before they were famous shows, isn't it?
Look, it's just what they told me was they were going to show this to people when they got out of jail for drink driving and stuff like that.
What, so as an incentive?
It was. Yeah, well, I thought that as soon as you see that film, you just want to go out and sort of commit a few murders or something.
It's you in a white suit.
All right.
I'm surprised that didn't start a spate of, you know, stalkings, Jill. I mean, it created such a furor.
What were we talking about anyway?
We were talking about, well, here's something. I'll change the subject very subtly. Radio Gladiators, we were asking people to come up with new ideas for Ford. Got any, Santa?
I was very impressed with the Ford Barjas. That was very... I don't know, something that says something about the future, like the Ford Swan Song, I thought. You know, just something subtle.
Very nice.
I drive that.
Yeah, but you mentioned the Ford Barjas, and I've just noticed we've got Team Barjas right here in the room.
Mm.
That's right, it was Mick and myself and Sando who drew the short straws on the Late Show and had to go and lock ourselves in a room with all those episodes of Bluey and try and create some comedy.
Hang on. Oh, I can almost smell the inspiration.
Oh, those were the days. And that gives me a great opportunity to mention, I don't know if you guys know this, but last Saturday I was locked in one of those newfangled editing digital suites getting all the episodes of Barjas and joining them together.
Why?
And it's going to be...
Well, why would you want to...
I was asking myself that about midnight, believe you me, after the 700th fart joke had gone by. It's coming out on video, believe it or not.
All right.
It's taken us nearly 2 years of trying to phone the ABC and find somebody who'll admit to working there.
I think we should export them. That'll turn that balance of payment trouble right around, wouldn't it?
But, guys...
It's a universal language.
It is, and you'll be so pleased to hear that when you see it as one long bit of work, it makes the piano look like Weekend at Bernie's. And I think it should be our official entry for Cairns next year.
Wow, that's actually very exciting. And Lucky Grills agreed to have some kind of publicity?
We haven't mentioned it to Lucky yet. I'm sure we'll be getting a call. Absolutely. But that'll be coming out soon. But, yeah, I think enough of the... Have I plugged the video well?
I think you did. It did a great job.
And it's not even out yet.
No.
Sato, what about the French? We're protesting the French all day today. Have you been doing anything like that?
Well, I thought to teach them a lesson that all day long I'd eat lots and lots of French food until I got a tummy ache. That'll teach them.
That'll learn.
Chill. Oh, is it supposed to teach?
You're a hard man.
I know. Actually, I'm starting to get a bit peckish again. I might go down to the French Bakehouse.
Now, Sato, can you stick around for a while?
No.
We're not French. You can stay.
Okay, I'll stay.
Because we want to talk to you about the second series of Frontline. It's underway, I believe. The cameras are rolling.
The little camera is rolling. Yeah, the Super 8 film is
you got it back rolling. From your dad, and there's a show being made, apparently.
In fact, it's my cousin's engagement tomorrow, and I think I'm going to have to borrow the camera.
Right, you'll be taping over two episodes, probably.
Whoops.
Be careful. Take the tabs out on the tapes. We'll be talking more with Sato in just a moment here on Martin Malloy. Ellen Camp here on Martin Malloy, where Sato Chilaro's joined us on the panel. And, Sato, you were watching Channel 9 last night.
Yeah, I was just going to say, can we hurry up, because I need to get home. I want to go watch Burke's Backyard, because I've been watching all the promos. Right. Don Burke in France. Let's talk about timing. And it's great, because obviously he shot this thing about 3 or 4 weeks ago, and now they're going, oh, geez, how do we promote this? And it's like deep in enemy territory.
Very clever.
Sure Don will be laying into the French with the sharp boots on too. He won't be taking any nonsense
from him. Well, he's a no-nonsense man. But didn't the guy who wrote the theme song?
Amongst the gum trees.
He died.
Yeah. He died earlier this week. And he was a Hare Krishna too.
Well, of
it's
course.
True.
If you listen to the song, it's got that Hare Krishna thing to it.
Absolutely.
I've been up at this bush dance. Look, I'm not embarrassed to say this. I have been to a bush dance. And it was up in Euroa. And when that song came on, you know, it's like the Hokey Pokey. There's actions to the song.
Is there really?
Like the birdie like dance. Would you care to demonstrate?
Well, all I remember was like, and an old rocking chair, and it's this you sort do of like, a, you know, when you're trying to... When
you're on a rocking chair.
Having sex with somebody kind of thing.
Oh,
you know, it's that
okay.
action with the hands.
So... Sex on a rocking chair. I'm not. I'm confused.
Up in the country, that would be considered the forbidden dance.
I know this. When you get a lot of drunk people together, you'll often get this. Stick it up me bum, please. It's amazing how people find that rhyme when they've had a few. I've seen it happen.
I'm speaking from
experience.
I'm going to write that down. That's quite clever.
Something for Frontline. Frontline, let's talk about it now. And I have to get serious for a moment, Sano, because I often run into people who work at the ABC, believe it or not. Mm-hmm. And I say, what are you doing? And they always answer with this phrase, we're not doing anything because Frontline's got all the money. I have to say, I've noticed that Frontline is shot by one of the cast on a home video camera. So, and I don't think that's ever been done before, ever. So where is all the money, assuming that you've got it?
That is one of the things that completely, like, astounds me all the time, because really, every time there's someone, like, a relative who's going, like, to Italy or something, you go, oh, great, can you buy something for me duty-free? Like, you're always picking up stuff on the cheap. It's the cheapest show that I can possibly...
Well, I've been doing some investigating, and listen to this, and these are actual figures I've got here. It turns out that Frontline, the first series, was made, each episode was made for half of the cost of an episode of Three Men and a Baby Grand, which was an equivalent half-hour comedy show being made by the ABC at the same time. Now, I'm not going to make a judgment about either of those shows.
Yeah.
I think the listeners, the people who paid for those shows, the taxpayers should decide which one they thought was worthwhile investment, and I think we'll just leave it at that.
Yeah.
Because, Tony, they, like us, are champing at the bit for more front lines.
Yeah, it'll be back in a couple of weeks. Thanks for that, Tony. Yeah, it is done pretty any cheaper, and we'd actually have to have one of us with a script just in front of a camera telling the people the story. You know, that's the only
way. Like a big Crime Stoppers reenactment.
Hey, and then the guy comes in, right? And
that's actually a cable channel in New Zealand, I'll have you know.
And that's Rob in a bad wig, right?
Okay, Santa, now before you go, we always do
sorry,
this.
Sorry, it starts Monday week.
The 24th,
yeah, and we'll be doing something like 10 shows or something if we've got enough film.
Good idea. We'll have you back again to talk about it closer to the event. And just before you go, we always do this when you pop in. I found an old sketch of yours from about, I think it's me doing the voice, but you wrote it from about 7 years ago. So thanks for coming in, Santa.
It's a pleasure.
And here's some of Santo's work.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the 37th Annual Crazy Sound Effects Awards, the Zanies. Our first category tonight is Best Supporting Sound Effect, and the nominations are A, B, C, and the winner is, yes, drum roll and cymbal. Next up, we have the most inappropriate sound effect category, and the nominations are the chase, the love scene, and the funeral. But the winner is the nuclear explosion. And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for this evening's special presentation. Yes, the Golden Zany for a Lifetime Achievement in Crazy Sound Effects. And this year it goes to, yes, Fred Flintstone running on the spot. Well done. And that sound effect has now been inducted into the Zany Hall of Fame. So, ladies and gentlemen, thanks for joining us. And until next year, I bid a fond to you all. Good night.
Martin Malloy on SAFM. Front of Truth.
Yes, it's a real simple competition for things. For things. That's what I'll say. That can't get me into legal trouble, can it?
Hmm.
Things. No. They're four things, but only one of them is a true thing. This is great, isn't it? Did I go to school at some stage?
Never.
Anyway, there's a prize, and here to tell us about it, Pete Smith.
Every contestant on Moment of Truth scores a copy of Paula Abdul's new album, Head Over Heels. I've heard it myself, and believe me, it goes off. Wow. Every winner goes into the draw for a trip for two to LA, flying Air New Zealand with $2,000 spending money. Best of all, you'll be flying home business class with Paula Abdul herself. I've done it. And do you think she'd shut up? Grammys this, choreography that. Oh, thank God for those little headphones. Back to you, lads.
Oh, good on you, Pete Smith. And we're going to be drawing the winner of that big prize that we've been talking about for so long immediately after Moment of Truth today. So you've got one final chance to enter. And the number to call, Mick, is...
is 1-800-657-657.
This is Martin Malloy.
The dangerous pawns of a power so strange that no sentries can stop them. No army can destroy them.
Brought to you by Telstra Mobile Net Digital.
Special edition of Moment of Truth here on Martin Malloy. Mick and myself have got the tuxedos on because the big prize is going to be drawn in just a few moments. But who's our contestant today, Mick?
Well, our contestant is Linda. Hello, Linda.
Hello, how are you?
Oh, very good. And welcome aboard. You've got the last seat on the good ship, Abdul.
Groovy.
All okay. Right. Now, here's how the segment works. Have we got it there? Yep.
Four facts. Only one of them actually true. Can you pick the moment of truth? Okay, lads, let fly with the porkies.
Okay, Linda, here's today's question. The record for the longest ever round of applause lasting 1 hour and 20 minutes was received by A, Placido Domingo after a performance of Othello? B. Laurence Olivier after a performance of Hamlet? C. Gary Sweet after hosting the People's Choice Awards? D. Arthur Tunstall after being re-elected Secretary General of the Commonwealth Games Association?
Oh, no. I don't know. A?
Yeah! In fact, Placido Domingo after a performance of Othello, and he didn't get to go home that night.
Were you there, Linda?
Yeah,
your hands
actually.
Would be red raw. 101 curtain calls.
Indeed. Now, Linda, we've got you a copy of the Paula Abdul album, Head Over Heels.
That's great.
But now you go into the big draw, so can you stay on the line? Because it could be you.
Yep, okay.
Now, what we've done is we wanted to think of an appropriate way to draw the prize. Now, we know that Paula Abdul's come out in the press and admitted about bulimia, so perhaps you weren't thinking, perhaps we've gone a bit far with this. I don't know. We'll see how it works. In keeping with the spirit of Paula and the bulimia, we've taken all the names of all the winners, we've written them down on bits of paper, we've put them into individual Air New Zealand, because they're the best kind, Air New Zealand sick bags. Now, what we're going to do now, our producer, Gracie, in violation of the moratorium in the station, by the way, has been eating rich French food all day, and he's just waiting to go the big heave into one of those bags. Now, Mick, have we got something that could induce this?
Have we got any Michael Bolton?
Let's have a look. And Gracie's not looking well. One of the bags, Gracie, any one of them will do. Oh, dear, that's not pleasant at all. And do we...
We have a winner.
We have a winner, and let me just squeegee it off. And, yes, oh, no, it's Dennis French. What? Dennis French of Diamond Creek.
I demand a recount.
Again, Gracie. We're not doing that again. I'm afraid Dennis French is, in fact, our winner. He'll be flying off with, he'll be flying back, certainly, with Paula Abdul.
Dennis French. Let's make him change his name.
That's right. That's part of the deal. He's our winner. And we'll be back next week on Martin Molloy with a brand new Moment of Truth.
Ooh, the nerve of that wasp.
Martin Molloy on SAFM.
We did draw the winner of the prize on Moment of Truth. And French, that was
Dennis
his real...
French, he'll change that name.
It's not... It sounds a bit shonky, doesn't it? But
I think if all goes well, maybe he could change it to... Dennis Abdul. Good luck on the flight, my friend.
We'll find out. But we've been very busy today because it is Bastille Day and people are protesting right around the nation. Mm-hmm. We've done our bit. In case you weren't listening, we did today.
Dan McDonald.
Hello, this is Tony Martin and Mick Molloy calling. Are you selling French fries today?
Of course we are.
Yeah? Are you sure you can't take them off the menu just for today?
Why would we want to?
It's Bastille Day, pal.
Okay.
In the drive-thru, don't serve any Peugeots.
No Peugeots in drive-thru, huh?
And when somebody orders a burger, just say, would you like nothing with that?
No worries.
Bye.
Bye.
Hello, Baker's Delight.
Hello, this is Tony Martin and Mick Molloy calling. Are you selling any French bread today?
Yes, we're selling.
Help, sir.
Right, then.
Look, Mick, French Knickers Theatre Restaurant.
Give them a call, Tone.
Good afternoon, Hunchback Theatre Restaurant.
Didn't you used to be French Knickers?
Yes, we did.
Was that a protest against what's going on at Miraroa that you changed the name?
No, we changed last year.
Oh, right. We thought that instead of being naughty but nice, you were going naughty but militant.
You didn't have to change it that much. I mean, French Knickers is fine. You just could have adapted it to something like, bog catchers. That would have still have appealed to the locals, wouldn't it?
Do you think?
I don't know. You'd have a line of chorus girls doing the can-can. There's a dress fly up, you just see big, baggy, yellow bog catchers.
That sounds wonderful. You should write the show.
Here's an idea, Tone. Why don't we call a brothel and see if they've got any French maids?
Good afternoon, the Daily Planet. Kerry speaking. Can you hold the line, please?
Yes.
Thank you.
I'm in the mood already.
Thanks for holding. How can I help you?
This is Tony Martin and Mick Molloy calling. We were just wondering, do you do anything along the lines of a French maid fantasy?
Come in, doll. We've got 10 very gorgeous girls today. Take a look and see for yourself. They'll make anything and look anything that you want them to.
We're thinking because it's Bastille Day, shouldn't you be putting a sort of moratorium?
No, we shouldn't because everyone's very anti-French.
Right, so you don't have any French maids?
No. How about a good Australian maid?
Never get anything done. When you say they'll make anything...
Hang on just a moment.
Oh, I think she's on the job, Tone.
Tone, let's call that French teacher.
Hello, who's calling?
Hello, Claude. This is Tony Martin and Mick Malloy calling from the Martin Malloy Radio Show.
Yes.
And we just want to get a few simple phrases translated into French, if that's all right.
All right, yes.
What's the first one, Mick?
Sorry.
Désolé.
Does that one get much use in France?
Oh, yes. Very much so, yes.
Right. What about this one? Whoops, there goes the South Pacific.
I would say, adieu le Pacifique Sud.
Okay, that's very useful. And we've got one final phrase.
Go ahead.
The phrase we'd like translated is, you're a pack of miserable assholes.
I say, vous êtes un groupe de trouducs misérables.
Thank you.
Most welcome.
French Consulate General, how may we help you?
Hello, this is Tony Martin and Mick Malloy calling. We've got a message for you from all Australians, Mick.
Vous êtes un groupe de trois ducs misérables.
But as always, we can't sign off without this weekly ritual that I'm starting to regret should we set this up at all, frankly, yeah. Mick Malloy. But it's the Martin Malloy Comedy Insincorator where we take all the really bad jokes we were too scared to do during the week and we do them on air and we pack them into the Insincorator and flush them goodbye. Let's start the clock, Gracie. Mick, you kick us off.
Doctor Who is about to change sex and become a woman. The makers of a new Doctor Who film in Hollywood have decided to transform the Time Lord into a Time Lady. The film will be released later this year and is to be called Doctor Who Medicine Woman.
This week on the runway of Melbourne's Essendon Airport, an error by an air traffic controller resulted in a collision between two planes, one of which contained controversial millionaire property developer Bruno Grollo. Grollo has since announced ambitious plans to build the world's tallest control tower.
Michael Jackson claims he only sleeps 4 hours a night because he considers sleeping a waste of time. Oh, unless, of course, you wake up with a brand new nose. In that case, nighty-night.
Oh, dear. Greenpeace is insisting now that only three of their protesters are running loose on Mururoa Atoll, despite the fact a recent headcount of the stray activists totaled six.
You're a brave man, Tony Martin. Moves are afoot to allow long-term criminals the right to vote. A spokesman for the prisoners said he welcomed the move and described prison voting patterns as fairly predictable. Speaking from prison, he said, let's face it, we haven't had a swinging voter here since, Ronald Ryan back in 67.
Oh, dear. And even the
a late one. Even they had to think about that.
Oh, yes, indeed. And let's just fire up the incinerator and send them all south. Because, yes, it is indeed time to say goodnight. Gracie doing a bit of juggling there. We'd like to thank our guest, Santo Chilaro.
On your chiller.
All our gladiators and everyone who helped us with the big frog stomp today. As always, a big end-of-week salute to our producer, Gracie. All
you, Gracie.
The button pushers around the network and the man in the glass booth, Pete Smith. Next week, our guests include Shane Bourne and Russell Gilbert. And if you're in Melbourne on Sunday night, you can catch Gilbo in action at the Botanical. But until next week, if you can't say something intelligent, come talk to us.